Yep, 517 here. Go ahead. How the heck you doing, Brandon? I believe I'm doing all right. How you doing, John?
Oh, doing good. Did you get a hold of you? And the other day when I was talking to you, man, we just came in from the City of Rogue, and yeah, we spent hours breaking down the second greenhouse out there, and we were sun beat and heat beat and you name it. But yeah, we got it all tore down, got it back to Klamath, and got it unloaded. It was a pretty late day. I didn't have a ton of time to talk. But anyway, figured I'd get a hold of you and explain to you what was going on
the other night anyway. All right. Well, yep. Good to hear from you. Are you doing okay? I noticed there's some, I don't know what to call it. It sounds like the mic is slipping away from your mouth, and it's not keeping the modulation concurrent.
That could be me moving around. Actually, I'm moving around as I'm talking, but yeah. No, everything's good. Everything's working, as far as I know, on this end. Everything's working just fine.
All right. Hey, just thought I'd ask because I noticed a difference that I haven't heard before. So, right on. Glad you're doing good.
Yeah, we have a fire up here in Klamath that we've been monitoring pretty good. We got a friend of ours that's, the fire started out moving away from her, and she's over in Sprague River, and as of tonight, and if you're hearing background noise, I got a fan in the background, but I'm moving away from it. We've been monitoring watch duty big time, and there's another website break that we've been monitoring, and she was approximately about 22 miles from the fire, but then the wind shifted, and now she wasn't in the evacuation area, and now her evacuation unit is turning around and coming into consideration because she's within about 8.5 miles of it now, and we're really monitoring that, and she's got trailers ready and everything ready to get her animals loaded up, and so that's what we've kind of been doing, so we've been pretty tied up.